This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour and then some, it's time for another adventure in health. That could be a name for a radio program, Jack. What do you think?
Adventures in Health.
But instead, we call this the DJV Health Show because it's connected to the DJV weekday program that we do with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jack is on that program and he's here on his own with discussions about what's going on his side of the fence, the medical fence. He has a website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is aimed at helping you understand how your body works. And pretty simply, it's all in the gut. We can expand on that and do all the time. What you eat and what you're, you know, it's what you put in your body. What's the old expression? You are what you eat. A little corny, but it's kind of true. All right, so also in the last couple of sessions here, we've had a discussion about the reality of people and their need for chiropractic care, because Jack is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor. That is someone who specializes in the upper cervical area of your body, up your spine, your neck, your shoulders, that sort of thing. He's the perfect person to ask if you have had, anybody listening around the country have had the same experience as I have this winter. Just one more reason that I will probably never again spend a winter in New England, no matter what. Because the ice has, we haven't had that much snow, but the ice problem here has been as bad as I can remember it, frankly. Well, I haven't spent the winter in New England since 1993, other than the pandemic last year and this year. I didn't want to pay for what they wanted to get in terms of living facilities in Los Angeles where my children are. So I stayed here, and one night last week, I'm walking the dog. It was 57. All the snow had melted. It was kind of rainy, and we have a big shed on the home farm here, and Daisy loves to go smell whatever it is that's under that shed. So it was dark, obviously, and I have a flashlight, but I'm focusing the flashlight on Daisy and not on what's, you know, where I'm walking, because I'm thinking it's safe. And I have my rubber boots on anyway. Long story short, I walk around the corner of the barn and go right down. Mm. There's a sheet of ice that's under a tree that didn't get the sun, it didn't melt, and you couldn't see it. And I hurt myself about as badly as I've ever hurt myself on the ice. Shoulder out. I went in to see the shoulder specialist, actually. There's one here. And my muscles and tendons are all ripped. It didn't break anything. It didn't fracture anything, but it sure hurt. The nerves that you talk about going from one side to the other and how that impacts. Anyway, I guess I just wanted to have people understand that if you have those problems, you ought to be seeing somebody like Jack, or certainly at least a chiropractor, to get yourself straightened out. So, but you don't have those problems. Or is people out there in Utah, do they have skiing problems? So you have a lot of skiers there, so they have that same problem. Okay.
I'll probably see, because of the snow we got over the last few days, people love to snow or to ski the powder.
Yeah.
One of the things that you have in the West that you really don't have much back in the East when it comes to skiing, because it's so damp back there. But here it's just powder. You float down the side of the mountain rather than race down when you've got powder. And there'll be two or three, maybe four people I see today who you have to stand in
smart.
A totally different position in powder than you do hard packed snow.
Yeah.
And if they're not completely familiar with skiing powder, they can, you know, do a forward somersault. And I'll see a few people today just for that reason for the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there is that to think about, and I just think we got to be really careful about what it is that you you kind of kid yourself. I guess that's what it is. Yeah, you kid yourself about the realities of getting hurt. Skiing, in my mind, is very dangerous. But then there are a lot of things that we encounter as part of the challenge. That's what people say makes a good sport. Playing baseball, you can get hit in the head with a baseball. Playing football, you can get hit, knocked down, and, you know, as Jack likes to remind us, the thing that connects your head to the rest of your body is the size of a quarter. So how do you think that's going to fare if somebody knocks the hell out of you running at you 25 miles an hour?
Right.
All right? And then there, you know, a lot of there have been a lot of car accidents because people have been driving and not focusing on their driving. This past year has been the worst for car accidents, fatal car accidents in the history of driving, or at least the history of keeping those records. And so, and you know, there's all of that stuff that if you have been in an accident. I know one of my guys ran into the back of a car a couple of years ago, and he slid. It was foggy, rainy, and there were a lot of leaves on the ground. And so he hit the brakes, and the truck slid. But he was only going 5 miles an hour. He hit the other car, and the woman gets out of the car, falls on the ground, cries, maintains she needs an ambulance, and there's not even a dent in her car.
there's research out there, Doug, that shows that a 5 to 8 mile an hour collision can hurt how the head sits on the neck.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A very interesting study. I think I can get it out in 1 minute. There was a lady who was a chiropractor. She stopped practicing chiropractic. She went to work for insurance companies to prove that people who make claims like this lady just did are completely fallacious and probably ought to be prosecuted for lying or whatever else.
Yep.
So she agreed to be a part of a study. And in this study, she was the driver of a car. The engine was turned off. It was in neutral. And there were cameras on her from 4 different directions. And the speed of the car was determined by fellows behind her with their hands on the trunk and the rear quarter panels, pushing the car as fast as they possibly could. And they got it up to about 5-6 miles an hour. and then she would hit another vehicle that was like in a T-bone position in front of her.
Yep.
And so they would do this, and after the collision was over with, she just kind of got out of the car laughing at them and said, "You've proved nothing. This is ridiculous. If anything, you've proved my position," until she saw the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And in a split second, she could not believe that her head whipped forward and backward and to the side and then forward and backward again, completely unknowing to her.
Sounds like one of those tests for the test dummy that they used to do, the crash dummy.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And what happens? But so you're telling me something. I'm not having you as a witness because this woman is suing me for $140,000 because of supposedly injuries that she suffered. And I'm thinking, before just listening to you, what is she talking about? This,
well, she's,
tamp on
in
the
order
back
to
of
win
it.
Her case, she has got to have some very, very good experts in there.
Yeah, right.
With pre and post, with pre records, pre accident records, where she's had MRIs or she's had X-rays or anything in the past, plus things that follow after that to determine whether or not any kind of imaging actually reflects some kind of skeletal or muscular damage that took place.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. His website for NUCCA information, that is chiropractic info, jackstockwell.com. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. With so many plant-based diets to choose from today, knowing how and where to incorporate more plant-based foods into your day can be quite daunting. So let's see if we can learn a little bit more about how to put these things together, 2 and 2 is 4.
Science has shown that there are a number of benefits to eating more plant-based foods, such as reducing risk of chronic health conditions like heart disease and diabetes, and in some cases, it might even be a better choice for the environment. Registered dietitian Bonnie Taub-Dix explains.
Plants provide a wide range of nutritional benefits, and making simple swaps is the easiest way to incorporate them into your diet. Almond milk, for example, is perfect for people looking to make a delicious switch from dairy milk. It's a great option for cooking, baking, or drinking by the glass.
As the choices in the supermarket expand, it's important to know that not all plant milks are alike.
Almond Breeze's new extra creamy almond milk has only 80 calories per cup, which is 46% fewer calories than whole dairy milk. Yet it has a creamy, rich mouthfeel, while also being an excellent source of calcium and vitamins D and E, and a good source of vitamin A.
For more information, visit almondbreeze.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard. Losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing a lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health. The situation with the virus and all of the things that have become part of the discussion, some of it helpful, some of it not. I thought it was kind of, and I wonder if you can, you know, sort of put something to this that makes sense. The coronavirus has spread into white-tailed deer, and scientists are wondering why, and or will other animals be next? Will your dog get it? Will cows get it? Will... what is there about this? I thought that the nature of this virus was not to be something that would be attracted to, although I think you did say early on that it has to have a living host. So does it make any difference? Can it be anything that's alive then?
Sure. Sure. The thing about viruses is that every time it shows up in somebody's body, it is being changed. It is converting. It is, as it goes from one person in a person, the body deals with it. It's altered somewhat. Then they cough it out, breathe it out, sneeze it out, exude it through the skin, whatever. And someone else picks it up. And at the same time, this is coming back to you. Stuff that's gone through somebody else is coming to you. Then you're spreading something to somebody else. And the usual trend here is that it gets weaker every time that transition that takes place. So that's why when these viruses show up, they're usually around for a year or two, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Now, there's plenty of evidence that COVID was way, way on the decline in April of 2020, almost 2 years ago.
Yep.
But you can't sell drugs and you can't scare people if you tell them the truth about virology, and the people telling the truth about virology are being deplatformed and censored every time they turn around.
Well, there's a lot of scare tactics going on. And the news media isn't really the news media anymore. It's the it's an advocacy journalist sort of atmosphere, and so you never get the right story. Anyway, I want to talk about, speaking of the right story, zinc. We were just talking about your diet. So how does zinc factor into your diet with COVID a factor as well? We'll talk about that next here on DJV Health.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back at 23 and change after the hour on DJV Health. Doug with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. We were talking about plant-based diets. We're always talking about Calitrin and how that works to bolster the results of you being on a diet. The whole idea of what you eat and how you take care of yourselves has been, I think, the predicator of how you made it through COVID. So now comes I think we've touched on this before, because I know that frankly, through Forbidden Doctor, we can get zinc and zinc chelate and things that are very important to our bodies in terms of warding off not only COVID, but a whole bunch of other stuff. So let's talk about zinc.
Well, you know, as early as two years ago, you know, a lot of people were claiming, a lot of very well qualified degreed experts, virologists, medical people, nutritionists, whatever, myself for that matter, was promoting the use of zinc, as I do every single cold and flu season.
Right.
There's over 300 enzymes that have been identified in the body that the body depends upon that have zinc as the basis of that enzyme. Several of them are involved with the immune system. But we need to get zinc inside the cell in order to do its job. It's not just enough. And that's true with almost every other nutritional thing that we take into our body. It's not just that we eat it and the body digests it and we get rid of the waste material. What happens to the stuff that gets digested? Well, the whole idea is for it to get inside the cells, whether they're heart cells, liver cells, ovary cells, whatever. The food needs to get to a form it can get across the cell wall inside the cell where the mitochondria and all of the other little machines that work inside our cells can get the job done. And zinc is very important when it comes to the immune system. So when you saw the promotions a couple of years ago with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, both of them were used in conjunction with zinc. And astaxanthin and a few other things. But the important thing was zinc. Because one of the aspects of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin is that they contain something that's called an ionophore. An ionophore is a chemical substance that takes the mineral from outside the cell, transports it across the cell wall inside the cell. And so if the ionophore is not present, it's very difficult to get the zinc inside the cell. And both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin work as an ionophore. Now, when you buy zinc in the store, because it's been promoted on TV as an answer to COVID, or not an answer, but it assists in your body
helps,
dealing
yeah.
with it, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Most zinc, super cheap zinc products are just a salt of zinc. Zinc chloride, zinc sulfate, these kinds of things that are wonderful in the soil so that the plant can grab that salt of zinc, pull it into the plant, and convert it into a food that your body can actually use. When we put metallic salts into our body, the body has a very hard time handling that stuff because we don't have photosynthesis taking place to convert that mineral into a food. So when people ask me in the clinic, well, what kind of zinc? I always say, zinc chelate. You want zinc chelate at Forbidden Doctor because it's already bound with food and bound with amino acids, which is the perfect transport system to get the minerals through the cell wall into the cell.
Yeah. There are a lot of great minerals that you can get if you go to orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Not only take Jack's advice and get zinc chelate, but there are other minerals and collections of minerals that are bound. I know that I take one with regularity. We tend to forget about minerals and think about vitamins. Have you taken your vitamins today? Well, that means you should be looking at minerals. Have you taken your vitamins and minerals today is the question. We'll talk more about that as we continue in the next half hour of this adventure with Dr. Jack Stockwell. It's called The...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Pentagon is looking into new ways to get further security assistance to Ukraine as its government continues to confront a massive Russian invasion in Kiev, and the airspace is contested, making it difficult to get military aid there by plane. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
I'll be very clear here. We are going to provide additional security assistance for Ukraine. We will. How that is going to be done is still being worked out.
In a new poll released by Fox, 63% of registered voters support the decision by President Joe Biden to nominate the first black woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. The survey was conducted just before Biden-nominated federal appellate judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace Associate Justice Stephen Breyer at the end of the current term. While most supported the nomination of a black woman, 57% of respondents said it was inappropriate of the president to have only considered black women. This is U.S. USA Radio News. Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix voted to form a union, becoming the first store outside of New York to organize. Several workers from a Mesa Starbucks store cheered and hugged at a local union hall after the results came in. Workers were overwhelmingly in favor of unionizing, voting 25-3. Starbucks spokesman Reggie Borges said the company will respect the process and bargain in good faith. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped over 6.1% in January compared with a year ago, the latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will continue to worsen after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982. Robust consumer spending has combined with widespread product and worker shortage to create the highest inflation in over four decades, which is a pretty heavy burden for American households, especially lower-income families faced with elevated costs for food, fuel, and rent. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now back with the second half hour of the Dr. Jack Stockwell Experience. This week, I'm Doug Steffen here to sort of help us navigate through all the information that Jack has, that you have access to. You can take their symptom survey when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Find what's going on in your body. And so I want to spend a few more minutes on the chelation factor here. Chelation is a term that's used often by people who are chiropractors that offer chelation therapy. You can get it in a liquid drip. You can also get it in capsule form. But why would this be called zinc chelate rather than just zinc?
Because it comes from a food source. And that's what makes all the difference in the world. If you look at the bottle, you're going to see bovine liver, organic beetroot, organic carrot, organic sweet potato, zinc amino acid chelates.
Isn't that like B? Isn't that like what's what vitamin B is?
Yeah, very similar to vitamin B, but these are known to be very heavy zinc containing materials. And then on top of that, extracted from rice, rice that was grown in a heavy zinc environment will pull that zinc into the rice, combine it with an amino acid in a chelated form, and then that's mixed in with all the rest of what goes into zinc chelate, so that when it gets inside the body goes, yippee, here it is. There's all the zinc I can possibly use.
But chelation is a term that was used. I remember first encountering it, actually, when my father had his first stroke. I was talking to somebody who was like you that I knew here in New England, and he said, your father should be on a chelation drip, which turned out to be vitamin B, I think. But the term chelation, does that mean goes direct?
Chelation is just where you bind a metallic ion.
Binding.
It's a binding. It's a binding of ions that the body recognizes as food to some kind of a metal ion.
Okay. All right, got it.
And so you've got zinc ions, and chelated means that zinc ion has been bound to something that the body goes, yippee, it's food, let's use it.
Yippee! Yeah. All right, so you can find the zinc chelate that Jack's talking about by going to his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. You can order it. Orders, as a matter of fact, is the email address, orders@ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so we've managed to take care of zinc, but there are a lot of other things, it seems to me, that are helpful. And just, you know, you nose around, take the symptom survey, nose around there. There's a whole list of the things that are there. If you got a question about what this one does or that one does, you ask.
Yeah, we have over 600 protocols at ForbiddenDoctor.com for that many conditions, 600 of them.
But it's kind of, doesn't that confuse everybody?
No, well, you just go to search your symptoms, where the little search bar is search your symptoms, and put in, you know, constipation, pneumonia, arthritis, libido, joint pain, whatever else, and it'll take you, and I have a synopsis I've written about it, and what I suggest of a natural alternative. And there may be podcasts, if you go over to the far right where podcasts are and put in the subject. I may have a podcast on the subject.
All right, check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Why would, as we were talking about earlier on, eating, why would more teenage young girls have eating disorders these days? And during the pandemic, according to a study from the Center for Disease Confusion, these young ladies who had eating disorders were more likely to have a problem with COVID. Complicated. I don't know. Well, I don't. Maybe I shouldn't.
No, that's right. You're right.
But, yeah. What's the scoop with that?
Well, you know, guys are, they're either jocks or they're not jocks. If they're jocks, then they're in the gym after school pumping iron. The rest of them couldn't care less. And, you know, they just go on about their normal daily behaviors. But girls, man, I'll tell you, having raised a mess of girls myself, you know, like a pod of whales, a flock of birds, a mess of girls. If they even begin to suspect the slightest little ounce of fat showing up somewhere, they'll starve themselves. Now, every single day, especially during the developmental periods of our lives, which in girls is up to about 15, 16, 17, boys into their early 20s, you need a certain mix of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats every single day for organs to develop correctly, not just the ovaries, but for the liver and for the heart and for the blood vessels and for the kidneys and for the thyroid and for the brain. And if these organs are not getting on a daily basis at least the minimal amount of the vitamin mineral richness that that body needs, that organ is going to suffer to some degree. But not just the organs, the immune system. And so when we are not getting the kind of foods we need, and some of these girls that I take care of, when they're first brought to us as teenagers, their breakfast may be a piece of toast.
Oh, yeah.
They'll probably skip lunch, and then as soon as school's over, they're over at McDonald's getting a Big Mac or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very, very light dinner because they're scared to death of being fat.
Yeah.
And so they starve themselves. And the main the reason starvation kills you, for the obvious reasons you're not getting the calories you need, is the severe malnutrition that's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the brain isn't going to work, the heart isn't going to work, the kidneys aren't, and the liver, to the degree they need to do the job they were designed to do if they're not properly fed on a daily basis.
All right.
And so the immune system will definitely suffer from any source of malnutrition.
So, speaking of that, I want to go back to, I think we started something here that we can spend some time on. That is, if you are deficient of some of these things, we're talking about zinc and what happens if you are deficient. But let's talk about other things that are needed besides zinc, like copper and selenium, and how we get these things and whether there are equivalents. The drug people would have us all believe that taking certain drugs, you'll get everything that you need in that department. I'm not sure that that's true, but let's address that as long as we're on sort of this focus on minerals. It's the DJV Health Program with Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug. Back to thinking about your weight and diets and how you've lost the weight since the beginning of the year and how you're frustrated because you've done a good job of safely losing weight. So now, and it's healthy, much better for you, how do you keep it off? That's the number one problem for people. So that's why I suggest with regularity that you go check out toploss.com. Every week there are new stations and new listeners, so you pick up on the message. But folks who have been listening to me talk about this for years and years and years, when they realize that this makes good sense, you've lost the weight, so how do you keep it off? Let's just check it out. So you can check it out by going to the weight loss focus at toploss.com to find out about Calitrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is America's first first choice for healthy weight loss and for keeping the weight off. Don't sacrifice all that work and sacrifice your health to going in. You're nothing worse than yo-yo. Put the weight on, take it off, up and down. Nope, bad for you. There's an easy payment plan right now in effect when you go to toploss.com to pay for Calitrim. It's a safe weight loss program because it has no drugs, no stimulants, and you don't, when you order, you don't have recurring purchases like most of these other companies. When you give them your credit card, it takes an act of Congress to cancel usage of your card. This time, when you go to Top Loss, you only have to, you pay for what you use. You want more? You go back and you use, you know, you give them the credit card and you order some more. But right now, using the DJV code, you get free shipping and fabulous late, imagine we're talking about late winter, but it is late winter deals. They'll match up. You buy 3, 6, 8, 9, 10, whatever, they'll match you up with an equal number so that you can make sure that you're going to be, you're going to be the winner here, the victor. To the victor belong the spoils. That's what happens when you spend your focus, your money, little investment in Calitrin. It'll be a good investment in your body. Check it out, toploss.com, if you please. Order Calitrin and check out using the discount code DJV.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Brought to you by Bank of America. America Saves Week is here just in time to remind you, it's never too late to make saving a habit. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 40% of Americans included increasing their savings as a top 2022 financial resolution. Holly O'Neill, President of Retail Banking at Bank of America.
One of the keys to achieving financial wellness is learning to save, whether you're able to put away $20 a month or $200. Start simple by reassessing your budget for areas to cut back, like an unused streaming service, and reroute that money to savings. Even a small savings reserve can lead to greater financial stability and protect you from needing to rely on overdraft or other stopgaps. But if you find yourself in a bind, pick a financial institution that offers resources to help clients manage their accounts. For example, along with offering a variety of solutions to help you save, Bank of America recently announced the elimination of returned item fees and a reduction in overdraft fees.
Learn more at bettermoneyhabits.bankofamerica.com.
Back to Dr. Jack. So we're talking about zinc here. I just mentioned a few minutes ago things like selenium and copper and other, you know, I guess folic acid is a mineral, right? Calcium,
no,
magnesium.
Folic acid is a vitamin. It's one
it
of the
is.
B vitamins. Yeah, it's one of the B vitamins.
Okay. Is it, what's coenzyme Q10? Is that a vitamin or a mineral? I don't know, both. Maybe.
I don't know that... It is a it's a chemical compound that the heart needs. The other parts of the body need it. But it's just another chemical substance that's required in your diet.
Oh.
And
I didn't know it was a chemical.
Oh yeah.
But because I thought when I was talking to Jack, you know, when there was a lot of analysis paralysis on me and what happened or didn't happen and my cholesterol levels and all the things that he likes to talk about, I think to myself, how overwhelming it is to watch television or listen to the radio and hear all these commercials, all these spots for this drug, Bakel, Lipitor, Zocor, you name it, all these
statins.
Diuretics.
Yeah.
It's craziness. And when you consider that you can get all that stuff in a nutrient-full way, you can get natural stuff, but that doesn't, you know, there isn't a lot of focus on the natural things. It's all about drugs because there's so much money. And basically, some of the drugs are just sort of alternatives and made up of the same natural stuff, right? They just change the name.
Well, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
You know, they find something in nature that has a certain effect, and you can't patent that because Mother Nature already has a patent on it.
Right.
So they go into the laboratory and synthesize it, and then they can patent that synthesis and then try to promote it like it's the real McCoy, which it isn't. Now, CoQ10 that you're talking about is just it's an enzyme. It's a coenzyme that works with other enzymes.
Yeah.
And they will synthesize that to some form in a laboratory on a medical, on a pharmaceutical grade. But most of the coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinone or CoQ10, whatever, that's in the marketplace is extracted from food. And you know, and then you got to worry about how was it processed. Well, we don't know how it was processed, but it seems to help an awful lot with statins. If you're going to take a statin, then you should be taking CoQ10 with it, because statins will have a deleterious effect on muscle tissue. Right, cramps. And so CoQ10 seems to mitigate that. It reduces the effect of CoQ10's depletion by the process of or the statin's effect inside the body.
Yeah,
rhabdomyolysis, that's the word I'm trying to think of. Rhabdomyolysis is a breakdown in muscle tissue as a side effect of using a statin.
Mm-hmm.
And statins will deplete, if I remember right, I forgot this right now, statins will deplete the content of CoQ10 in your muscles, especially in the legs. And so taking additional amounts of CoQ10 is supposed to mitigate that to some extent.
Mm-hmm. So what are the ways? We only have a minute left of eliminating. You don't take statins. I mean, you talked me out of it when I first started taking them.
Yeah.
But
then
you look at the numbers, and the numbers for my bad cholesterol are bad, and the good cholesterol is not good enough, and all of that stuff. So what do we take in place of the drugs?
Well, a healthy, well-balanced diet.
Yeah.
The thing that has kept mankind alive on this planet for as long as we've been here. A good assortment of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, an ancestral diet that does include animal tissue. You cannot get the protein your body needs by a plant-based diet. It
and you
will
won't
eventually
get the
catch
protein
up to
you. If you eat a McDonald's hamburger, that's not...
Well, it's what's in that hamburger. There's some protein in there, but there's some other stuff, too.
So there's some beneficial information about a lot of different things you can chew on here, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Made up story. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever disagreed or argued with a loved one, went off to work or somewhere else, had no interactions with your loved one for the rest of that day, and then when you did see your loved one again at the end of the day or whenever, you were more mad or angry than you were during the argument? If you've experienced this, it's called seething rage, and it occurs when we allow our minds to go spinning down a negative spiral in our heads, even though no new information has occurred. When that happens, you can be sure that your anger is due to a made-up story that you created in your mind throughout the day. And once you have that awareness, it will be time to ask yourself if the stories you are making up are serving you well or not. For more on the impact of your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day.
Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Three past the hour now, DJV Health Time with Dr. Jack Stockwell, practicing in Salt Lake City, Utah, at his clinic that he and his wife run. He's a Nooka chiropractor, and man, pal, could I use you after going down on the ice. Actually, I almost slipped again last night on a patch of ice that I didn't even know was there, but that was the case the other day when the ice was where I couldn't see it, and down I went. Doing a number on my shoulders. Interesting, and I wonder how you connect the dots for us. The left shoulder is where the damage is, with tendons and muscles and stuff that are torn around my rotator cuff. But now the rotator cuff on the right side is aching to the point where every time I try to find a place that's comfortable sleeping on one side and I go to the other side, that hurts. What's the connectivity between, for people who are wondering about that, you know, the old hip bones connected to the leg bone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But as a Nooka chiropractor and a specialist in upper cervical relief, how are these? Why would my left shoulder, when it was damaged, affect my right shoulder, which had, 11 years ago when I fell off the truck and dislocated that shoulder? It kind of came back with acupuncture and therapy and stuff. Never had an operation. Well, so why is it why? I guess is the question.
Only nerves sense pain. Muscles don't. Joints don't. Nothing senses pain in the body except the nerves that are in the muscles, in the joints, wherever they are. Now, all the nerves that go to the shoulder, that go to the rotator cuff muscles, there's four of them, come out of the neck. And so when the neck misaligns from its normal vertical position against gravity, pressure is brought to bear on those nerve roots coming out of the neck. Now, if you fall on your right shoulder and your right shoulder is bruised and sore for a few days, you bruise some muscles, but it's the nerves inside those muscles that hurt. But if it's hurting on the opposite side, something twisted in the neck to affect the nerves coming out of the neck that go into the shoulders and down into the arms to the hands. So if you're suddenly having pain on the opposite side, more than likely, it's not always the case, but more than likely, you knock yourself back out of alignment.
Sounds like I should have never need another trip to Salt Lake City to get that stuff all straightened out.
Hunga bunga.
There is a scientific study about early birthing. And the link between poor oral health and giving birth too early. Can you connect those dots? The research raising the possibility that something pretty simple makes a difference. Chewing gum sweetened with xylitol. What is xylitol? I'm guessing the xylitol is the
synthetic sugar.
Okay, so why would there be a connection between gum disease, gum health, and having an early birth? That seems like there's a real way to learn how the body works.
Through the absolute miraculous aspects of prenatal care of a child. I mean, they can even do somewhere in the middle to the last part of the second trimester, they can actually do intrauterine surgery on a developing baby. Now, a lot of babies will survive simply at 32 weeks, 2 months early of birth.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we need to be in there for 9 months? Because that last month, that last 4 weeks, the lungs are finishing their development. Bones are developing, finishing what is necessary to get through the birth canal, the mobility of bones and the shifting of joint structures, especially the plates of the skull, that directly affect the formation of the jaw, of the mandible, the lower part, not the upper, but the lower part. And so I would suspect, because what is taking place in the last few weeks of prenatal life is the finishing of lungs, being able to take a full breath of air, of the digestive system, being able to handle mother's milk, and as far as surface mucosa that's involved, the throat, the nasal areas, the nasal pharynx, as well as the gums, mm-hmm. are going through their last stage of development before they're exposed to the outside world. Now, not being, a prenatal doctor...
Expert, yeah.
Or an expert in this matter, I am just giving my own supposition, which I can't prove, but that only makes sense to me.
I wonder about plaque buildup. People don't really connect the plaque in your teeth to the plaque in your heart, but it's the same thing, right? You'd have plaque.
It's the same material, but it's a different deposition process.
How do you mean? We got a few seconds here.
Well, it has an awful lot to do with too much calcium in the system, and the body has to get rid of it. And plaquing on the teeth is usually what takes place. There are ways to balance that, but that's
there's a fine line between having just enough calcium and having too much calcium.
That's
a conundrum. It is. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with his thoughts for us on DJV Health, 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.